This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. This final debate night, U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden offered sharply different versions and visions of how to handle the surging pandemic and fought over how Mr. Trump pays in taxes during the final debate of the tumultuous campaign. The night in Nashville began with a battle over the president's handling of the pandemic, where more than 225,000 Americans have died and millions of jobs have been lost. Mr. Trump declared that the virus will go away, while Biden warned that the nation was heading toward a dark winter. President Trump defended his management of the nation's most deadly health crisis in a century, dismissing Biden's warning that the nation had a dire stretch ahead due to spikes in infections, and he promised that a vaccine would be ready in weeks. U.S. officials say that there's been an onslaught of activity from Russian state-sponsored hacking groups in recent days. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency have released an advisory warning that Russian hackers have targeted networks in dozens of state and local governments in the United States in recent days. The alert says some networks were compromised. U.S. officials point the finger to a Russian state-sponsored hacking group, variously known in the cybersecurity community as Dragonfly or Energetic Bear. The advisory was released less than 24 hours after U.S. officials warned at a news conference Wednesday night that Russia and Iran have obtained some voting registration information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Army says it carried out a drone strike against al-Qaeda leaders in northwest Syria near the border, killing 14 jihadists. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the victims included 5 foreigners and 6 commanders. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China is threatening retaliation over the U.S. sale of nearly $2 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. We get more from Reuters' Francis McGuire.
China is threatening to retaliate on Thursday after the United States and Taiwan agreed a major new arms deal. The package, worth $1.8 billion, sees Taiwan buy sensors, missiles, and artillery. Taiwan said it did not want an arms race or confrontation with its regional neighbor. It did, though, thank the U.S. and said the weapons were to help improve its defense and deal with the, quote, enemy threat, a new situation. China has opposed news of the deal since its inception and says that it will severely damage Chinese-U.S. relations. It hasn't detailed what form retaliation may take.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. The parent company of British Airways has cut its fourth quarter passenger forecast to just 30% level as government restrictions imposed to control a new wave of coronavirus infections reduces demand for flights. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
International Airlines Group made the announcement as it posted a third quarter operating loss of $1.5 billion, compared with a profit of $1.7 billion in the same period last year. The company said it reduced the fourth quarter passenger forecast because of additional restrictions, including an increase in local lockdowns and extension of quarantine requirements to travelers from an increasing number of countries. Zaria Shackley, London.
Europe's reported coronavirus cases more than doubled in 10 days, crossing 200,000 daily infections for the first time Thursday. Many southern European countries are reporting their highest single-day cases this week. Europe reported 100,000 daily cases for the first time on October 12th. Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug to treat the coronavirus, remdesivir. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Remdesivir had been approved for emergency use in the spring. President Trump pushed for months for fast, final approval.
Especially with things at work.
Remdesivir is made by Gilead, and study leader Dr. Arun Sanyal says it's an antiviral drug given through an IV for patients needing hospitalization.
And it is designed to slow down or stop the virus from multiplying. So once the virus cannot multiply anymore, then the virus load goes down and the body's normal healing systems can take over.
A large study found remdesivir cut recovery time by 5 days on average. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And there is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.